We go. I'm back here on downtown with Coach Ben Barr, whose Black Bears swept Vermont in a couple of tight games this weekend, probably tighter than you wanted it to be. And you got two more against UMass. You can't finish lower than second. So far, so good?
Yeah, I thought our guys watch it back. I thought we actually played more to, our identity last weekend. Vermont's a good team. I mean, you play UNH, Vermont, some of these teams that are, and they're all still top 20 teams, basically. So it's just the strength of the league this year. I give them a lot of credit. They played really hard. They stuck around. They, came back from a couple two-goal deficits on Saturday. And so it was a really good test for us and two really, really good games.
I've felt for the last maybe 15 years that one of the most interesting parts of the season in the last three weekends, because the teams that really need wins play really hard. It's not that the other teams don't, but it's that by the end of the season, everybody's sort of getting to the top of their game.
Yeah, I mean, we've been seeing that basically every game since, we started the second half, since that first UConn weekend up here. We get that every night, and, part of it is, we're getting other teams' best games too, which that hasn't been the case for a long time here. So, hopefully we're battle-tested, and we're going to get the same thing this weekend going down to UMass against a team that's, that is a really good team that needs the wins. It's going to be an incredible atmosphere and really, really tight games.
Yeah, I one of the things I was thinking about that is that you always want to end your season on a high note. You could say, well, I got second clinch, so we're going to rest this guy, we're going to rest that guy. That doesn't sound like you to me. So
yeah.
Going after it and going to win is in a way, I think, part of the new culture here.
Yeah, I mean, you play 34 games in college hockey, so, every game is so important. So, every game's been playoff hockey basically in the second half, but this is, I think, going to be, even have a different feel because you're playing a team that I think is trying to get home ice, that's trying to make the NCAA tournament. This will be really, really good preparation headed into playoffs because we're going to get their best in a really tough environment on the road. We're going to have to be way better than we've been on the road here the last few trips out.
You got some great, people like to call secondary scoring. Nemo's goal is as pretty a goal as you're going to see. Pichette got his second goal of the season. Getting that, Luke Antonacci had a good game with a couple of assists on Saturday. When you look at that game and then you compare it to Friday night where Makar gets the hat trick and you win 4-1, getting that secondary scoring on a night when Vermont was pressing that hard has got to make you feel good.
Yeah, that was huge for us to get that kind of depth scoring on Saturday. Nikki scoring and Peach scoring, and so that was awesome. Really, really important minutes that those guys played, and they did that on Friday as well. So, and then Fowles had a really nice goal, a nice play by Sully and Lyndon, and that their line scored one. So, I mean, that's what it's going to take. That we need that every night. Not that we're going to have two goals out of our fourth line every night, but when you get that kind of quality minutes and you can play everybody, it gives everybody else an extra 10%. Or when it comes down to your energy, and you're not having to play three lines and 4 or 5 D. Right. It's we get Antonacci had a great weekend. Grayson Arnott played well, and so those were really, really important minutes for us, and we'll need that obviously every game going forward.
Yeah, I mean, Jurasiewicz and Holt are such, and Brazil are such a strong presence. To get the other 3D to play that well, and to know that you have other D, on the bench, in reserve, speaks to what you've been saying all year. You build from the goalie out. How good was Albin?
Good, really good. I mean, he's been good every week. So he's. He makes the saves we need him to make, and he's very calm and poised, and so he was his normal self again.
Yeah, he was. he's become quickly a crowd favorite.
Yeah.
UMass, it's the big sheet. Doesn't probably make any difference to anybody anymore. I think kids have all grown up playing on those. As you say, an intense atmosphere. They have a lot at stake. Will you pretty much stay with your same lineup?
I don't know. I mean, we still got guys coming in and out from injuries. So, I honestly don't know. It seemed like we had, a pretty good mix there on Saturday. So, it's not like, I don't think anybody had a terrible game. So, you take that into account and, you see if, obviously Ross has been out and California's been out. Maybe those guys could become available. So we'll see where things are at the end of the week.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I know it's got to always be interesting for you to go back to UMass and coach against Coach Carville and as when you go to Providence too. But it's great. I hope there's a lot of hockey left, and I wish you guys the best of luck, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bruce. Thank you. Thanks for waiting.
Oh no, Rich and I can't.